Hello, hello, and welcome back. Oh, I'm so excited to be recording. It feels so good. I've been pretty slack the last couple of months. The second half of 2020 definitely got the better of me, as it did with quite a few of us, and it's taken me a little bit to get back into the swing of things, especially in regards to the podcast. But when I relaunched, I set out to make sure that this would not be stressful, that this would be a really fun little project in sharing the things that I've learned in my creative journey and my creative biz journey. And so in keeping with that, I haven't put a lot of pressure on myself to release lots and lots of episodes and things like that. But I am hoping to create a bit more of a routine about it, but we'll see how we go. So, hi, hey, hello, welcome. If you are new to the podcast, oh, I am so excited to have you here. I have so many different areas that I would love to cover throughout the different episodes that I release with this podcast. But if you want to learn more about what the podcast generally is about, go back and have a listen to the relaunch episode, which is episode number 7. I'm also hoping today that we don't get too much background noise in this recording, but I really make no promises. It is 2 days, 3 days, however many days before New Year's, and of course, still lots of family about for the crazy holiday season. So, let's just dive right in. Today, I am sharing what may possibly be an unpopular opinion. I'm not sure. If you agree with me, if you don't agree with me, hit me up on Instagram DMs and let me know. I'd love to have a chat about it. But this is something I actually wrote a blog post about it at the beginning of 2019, and I still hold a very similar school of thought about this, and that is, I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. This is that time of year where everybody is setting goals and intentions and thinking about what they want to achieve in the coming year. And for a lot of people, 2020 was a bit of a bust. 2020 was a very, very strange year, a year of really strong contrast. There was a lot of really high highs, a lot of incredibly low lows. Everybody had wildly different experiences and also a lot of shared experiences. A lot of people have bonded incredibly over their shared experiences, particularly with things like lockdowns. But 2020 was intense, right? And so I think more than ever, we've kind of got these two differing opinions I'm watching from, especially my friends, where some are like, yes, I really want to tuck back in. I want to come into 2021 with flying colors. Let's set all these goals, all these intentions. And then you've got the other group who are just like, no, tread really lightly. Nobody touch anything. Nobody move anything. Everybody just tread super lightly going into this next year. And we'll just see how it pans out. Let's just wait. Which for me is very interesting and amusing to observe both, because I just don't believe in New Year's resolutions. I just don't. And this is quite the statement, but I have a good reason. Well, a good two reasons, actually. The first key reason to this is that I believe that any time is a good time to set a goal. I don't believe in waiting for New Year's to set goals and intentions. There are so many different points throughout the whole year that are amazing. You don't need to wait for it to be a Sunday to start on a Monday. You don't need for it to be the last day of the month to start in the new month. You don't need it to be a full moon, a new moon. However it is that you set things up, you can just set goals and just start. Because often the hardest thing is starting. And then of course the second hardest thing is actually managing to keep it up. The second is that there is so much pressure around your New Year's goals and your New Year's resolutions. And that pressure is so often our undoing in these situations where we just feel like there is no way we could possibly achieve what we set out to achieve. And some of that is just poor goal setting strategy. Often people will take these giant leaps and set these grand goals, and I'm all for that. Set huge goals, because the higher that you aim, the more further along you will get. But you still have to break that down into bite-sized chunks. I've got this amazing graphic that I saw as a meme a few weeks ago, and it was a comparison of two ladders. One had these huge steps, and the man on the left couldn't even reach the bottom step, reaching up on his tippy toes because the goals were set too far apart, compared to the person on the right who set really little goals, little bite-sized chunks, and was halfway up the ladder already. So it's managing and setting smart goals, being strategic about it, not biting off more than you can chew. Yes, have your big lavish goals that are going to be so far-fetched that your family's going to look at you like you're nuts. That's awesome. I'm here for that. But you also have to set the goals that you know that you can achieve. You have to set different types of goals, and you have to think about it strategically. And I talk about this so much more with the gorgeous Mayfair in episode 4, and she shares her techniques in setting goals and her way of setting goals so that you can actually achieve them, so that you have great success, which of course feels really good, right? Because we want to have success with our goals. So in other words, starting slow this year and making sure to not overwhelm yourself is a pretty good idea. Another common thing at this time of year as well is a lot of people sharing their wins for the previous year, which is great. I think that we need to celebrate our wins, especially if you're a creative or a creative biz owner. That shit needs to be celebrated. Why don't we celebrate art as much as other things? I need to do a whole episode on that. But that's awesome, right? Celebrate the wins that you've had in 2020 in this wild ass year. This, of course, though, can lead to a little bit of comparisonitis, and we don't want that at all. It's not great for the self-esteem. It's very easy to nosedive and wallow in, oh, that creative is doing all that amazing stuff, and here I am, and I don't have any of that. I've been there, I get it. I mean, I still struggle with it sometimes. But you can't compare your journey to somebody else's journey, because you're on such different paths. Where you're at may be where they were at only a year or so ago, and you're comparing somebody else's level 10 to your level 2. You just don't know. So as challenging as it can be, try hard not to fall into that trap this year, and celebrate and support your fellow artists and creatives, because we all need that extra loving right now. We really do. So anyways, with New Year's resolutions. At this time of year, I think this year more than most, we find ourselves really reflecting on the year that was, and thinking about what we want to have in the year ahead. And yeah, definitely reflect on the previous year and think about what you might want to have come to you in the new year. But huge, bold statements and the new year, new me thing, I'm just not into it. Because I think that you can grow and change so much at any time of year. If you look at things that have happened to you in 2020 and you reflect on those moments that changed not just you personally, but also just changed the world, it's been a very, very big year of change. And sometimes it's so unexpected. None of us really set out to have a pandemic. And I mean, look at all the change, both good and bad, that has come out of that. Sometimes our greatest changes are not because we actually set goals at all. Sometimes things just happen, life just happens. So keep that in mind as well, because you can't always predict where things are going to go. And something really awesome that one of my favorite creatives shared around this whole New Year's resolution topic is Amy McNee, aka Inspired to Write, shared on her Instagram, "Creatives, your New Year's resolutions won't mean shit unless you resolve to be okay with making shitty art." Yes. All of the yes to that, because it's so true. Things like perfectionism and comparisonitis and all of that in between, it's gonna get in between you and any goals that you set, not just at New Year's, but especially at New Year's. And we have to be okay with not reaching our goals or making shitty art or whatever else. So if you do New Year's resolutions, maybe have a think about setting a goal to make more shitty art. That'd be cool. And so, in saying all this stuff about goal setting and New Year's resolutions, though, something that I would like to share is what I actually will be doing this New Year's. So, I've already spoken about how I'm not going to be setting New Year's resolutions. Nope, not for me. But there are some things that I will do, and I do this not just at New Year's, I will often do this at end of month. And sometimes with the new moon and the full moon, depending on how I'm feeling, what's going on in my life. But more commonly at New Year's, I will choose a word. And sometimes it just comes to me. And sometimes I have to sit and ponder and think about it for a little bit. But each New Year, I will choose a word that will be something that I carry through the whole year ahead. And so in 2017, it was adventure. In 2018, I wanted to kind of come back to center a little bit more and to focus a bit more on self-care and doing things that were really going to fill up my cup. And so I chose the word alignment. To be honest, in 2020, I can't even remember what word I chose. Chances are I could look back through my Instagram stories and find out, because I often share this on my Instagram. But I'm a bit lazy to do that today because I shared a lot of stories in 2020. That's a lot of things to go through. And 2020 was a weird year. I feel like a lot of the things that I set out to do, life just took me on a different path. And that's so okay. That is completely fine. But in 2021, I will be choosing a word. I will likely share this on Instagram when I choose my word. And it's something nice. It's a little bit like having a mantra or a I am statement or whatever else that you vibe with for manifesting and goal setting. It's having it really simplified and something that you can just bring forward with you into the new year. And for me, I've just found it really beautiful. A lot of the decisions that I make, I will come back to that word and it will help me decide what to do in a lot of situations when things pop up, because I've already set out with that intention for that year. Another thing too is that if you are a journaler like myself, chances are you will be reflecting a fair bit over 2020 in the next few days. And so I have a couple of questions, some journal prompts if you like, to just have a think on, especially after this wild, wild year we've had. And it may help you choose your word to bring into 2021 also. What excites me the most that I'm not making time or space to do right now? What would I do or say if my nervous system was fully calm and I was operating from my most peaceful, relaxed state? What am I worried about right now that just doesn't fucking matter? What activity, creative or otherwise, brings me the most joy and pleasure to do? What am I most grateful for in this past year? And finally, what do I want most out of the coming year? So these aren't huge questions, but some of them are quite loaded. It's a way of thinking about things and just having a little bit of a ponder on values, beliefs, ideas, memories, and intentions for the year to come as well. So yeah, I'm a big fan of reflecting. I think that it's a really nice way of finding gratitude, especially after a year like 2020, reflecting on the good bits and finding a number of things to be grateful for after this strange wild ride is maybe more important this year than most others. And then finding something to bring with me into 2021, taking all the good bits and going, cool, we'll bring that forward with us and the rest of it can just stay behind. And there are probably more things than most years that we want to just leave behind in 2020. And that's cool. That's okay. It happens. So I hope that you guys all have an awesome New Year's. Please stay safe. Have fun, but not too much. And I will catch you in the next episode. Bye.